Don't you fucking dare move. You freeze right there. What are you doing? Why are you in my room? Hands up. What do you think you're doing in my closet? Why are you on your knees looking through my drawers? No, you're not looking for bedsheets. Don't even try to use that. You know I don't keep them there. You have never needed to look through my closet for anything. So, tell me, what exactly are you doing? Turn your head, look at me. What's that in your hand? You better turn around right now and show me your fucking hands. Are those my panties? Wait, you didn't even find these in my closet. These are dirty. You've got to be kidding me. As soon as Dad leaves for the weekend, you start snooping around Mommy's closet, where you have no fucking business being. As soon as Mommy leaves to drop Daddy off at the airport, you start going through my dirty laundry. And then you forget yourself, so Mommy comes home to catch you red-handed with your nose in her dirty underwear. If your dad was home right now, he would kick you out on your ass. You know that. Really, that's what I should do. Oh my god. I had no idea this kind of stuff actually happened in real life. This is such a fucking cliche. I can't believe I caught you doing this. It's like I'm in some god-awful teen movie. My own son is a little panty-sniffing pervert. And I walked in on you more or less with your pants down. If I'd come home a few minutes later, I would have caught you with your pants down, wouldn't I? You are unbelievable. So, do you have fun looking through Mommy's things? You've probably seen it all a bunch of times already, haven't you? So what do you think? Come on, you've seen all of it. If you want to see so badly that you snoop around when I'm not here, you should at least have the courage to tell me what you think. I guess you like panties. So what do you think about my laundry collection? Mommy does have a lot of laundry, doesn't she? I do. I love it. You think Mommy should be embarrassed admitting that to her son, but why should I be? I'm sexy. What? You don't think so? That's a strange thing to say when you're raiding Mommy's room for her used panties. Probably so you can jerk off with them. Is that what you do? Do you jerk off to the smell of Mommy's pussy? Do you put my panties on your mouth and slobber all over them? Licking and tasting Mommy, and you work that boy dick of yours into a frenzy. Do you picture what I look like wearing it? All those gorgeous lacy patterns? Those tights and teddies and garter belts? When I put on laundry, your dad can't keep his hands off. Mommy has a very, very powerful feminine presence. Especially when I dressed up. Curvy and sensual and playful. That's what you're picturing, isn't it? Well, get that fucking picture out of your head. Do you think Mommy is going to be all sweet and playful with you after catching you with your dirty hands all over her things? Get on the floor. Stand up. Look at your mother, you nasty little pervert. This must be so embarrassing for you. And you need to be punished for it. But your dad, well, he is getting on a plane right now, so I can't exactly call him and ask what I should do. So Mommy has to be in charge. have to decide what to do about your dirty fantasies. Get over here. Stand in front of the bed. Stand up straight. Put your hands behind your back. You know where mommies keep all her toys. So tell me something. Which drawer does mommy keep her handcuffs in? That's right. The first one. You didn't even have to think about that, did you? You know where mommy keeps everything by heart, don't you? You just stand there and watch me pull out that drawer and pull out these cute pink and fluffy cuffs. Handcuffs are the perfect way to deal with thieves, don't you think? And you are a thief. A dirty fucking thief. Turn around. Face the bed. Keep your hands behind your back. And don't you dare try to resist me. Let me get these cuffs nice and tight around your wrist, pulling your shoulder back and making you groan. It's a little uncomfortable, but it's what a dirty thief like you deserves. Are you starting to regret not being a little more careful? Tell me, where does mommy keep her blindfolds? Good boy. Velvet and soft. Feel my hands reaching up around your head and slipping that blindfold over your eyes, plunging you into darkness. So helpless. Mommy seizing complete control of you. You're going to take your punishment, do you understand? You're helpless to stop it. You were really horny today, weren't you? You couldn't wait for mommy and daddy to finally leave so you can get yourself off. Did I interrupt you? I did I? Mommy walked in on you right in the middle of your little jerk-off session. Did you get a chance to pull out your dick? Feel my hands creep over your hips and under your shirt. Mommy's feminine fingers slip into your pants and down your boxers. It feels so strange, and you've tried to pull away. But I grab you by the hair with my other hand, keeping you nice and still. Let mommy grab this dirty cock. It's what you want, right? Mommy hands all over you, massaging you in these tight pants. You hesitate at first, nervous and embarrassed and shocked that mommy is fondling your dick. But as your cock starts to feel my hand all over it, you give in. And your dirty cock starts getting hard in mommy's hand, blindfolded and cuffed and taken advantage of. And as your cock gets harder and harder, and as your balls start getting tighter and tighter, you begin to realize you've made a big fucking mistake getting caught by mommy. And it doesn't even dawn on you how trapped you are until I unbutton and pull down your pants, biting your legs, keeping your boxers on. You can't walk. You can't move your arms. You can't even see anything. But you can use your mouth. And mommy's going to take full advantage of that.
First of all, I want you to use your mouth to tell mommy where she keeps her toys. My belt and that dildo that goes with it. Go on. I know you know.
Good boy.
Now this is mommy's favorite new toy. I haven't had a chance to try the strap yet, but this dildo feels really fucking good.
I've started using it when I deny your dad. Fucking myself while he can only watch and squirm. Stretching me out. Bouncing and riding this toy every night since I bought it. That's what you were thinking about, wasn't it? Smelling it. Licking it. Desperate to get a taste of mommy. Is that what you want? To taste mommy? Is that why you steal my used panties?
Okay. I'll let you taste me.
Get on your knees. Get on your fucking knees where mommy pulled this strap on. I'm going to sit down here on the end of the bed, right in front of you, with mommy's girl cock in your face. I know you can't see, but I'm sure you can imagine. If you stick your tongue out, you might even get a taste. You wanna try? Open up. Feel me slap the head of my cock on your tongue, lightly, rubbing my head on it, keeping your mouth open and making you drool. Can you taste me? Do you like it? Do you want to wrap your lips around it and suck it? Maybe mommy should run her fingers through your hair, grab it, put you down onto my fat fucking girl cock, pushing that head into your mouth, into your throat, making you shudder and moan as it invades your mouth. Good boy. Suck mommy's cock. Be nice and sloppy. Get me wet and ready, looped up. Bobbing up and down on me, taking me deeper and deeper and deeper. Grabbing your head and pulling you down, making you take it, making you taste it, making you moan and squirm, making your needy little boy cock grow hard in your boxers. Grind the head of your cock against the fabric. Squirm for every little bit of stimulation you can get, like a needy fucking slut. Get your boxers all wet and sticky from that pre-cum. Suck mommy off like a good little cock slave. You are going to want to get this cock nice and lubed. Sucking me off is just your chance to apologize before your real punishment starts. You are really, really fucking sorry for snooping around, aren't you? Good boy. Now get off mommy's cock. I know you want to keep sucking. I know you are a good slut. But you have to get off. Mommy is going to get up and walk behind you now. And I want you to stand up. Good boy. Get your knees up on the bed. Kneel down on the edge, put your face down, and stick out your ass for mommy. Spread your legs nice and wide, drop your ass down. Get into the perfect position for me. Face down, cuffed doggy style on mommy's bed. Such a cute and helpless toy. Do you want me to pull your boxers down? To expose your full balls and leaking cock, putting that tight little hole on display for mommy and her fat fucking cock. Yeah, feel mommy tugging him down. It's so embarrassing for you being on display for mommy like this, isn't it? Yeah, you should be fucking embarrassed, you dirty little pervert. Mommy is just doing whatever she wants with you. There's nothing you can do. Having your body used by your depraved mother and loving it. Getting hard and moaning and leaking pre-cum all over mommy's bed sheets. Let me grab the back of your neck and lean in close to your ear.
Nasty boys like you need to get fucked. They need a dominant girl cock to empty the head from the dirty fantasies.
I let go of your neck and step back, and everything goes quiet. Look
have suddenly disappeared from the room. The only sound is the beating of your racing heart. You feel so exposed and blank and turned on, waiting for mommy to do anything, worrying if I've just abandoned you completely naked and tied on my bed. And then you feel it, warm and delicate, slowly moving, my tongue all over you, licking at your crotch, lapping and kissing, drooling over your balls, your tight little asshole, sending the most intense shivers down your body, feeling mommy's wet mouth all over you, my hand groping and stroking your cock as I rim you, licking that pre-cum all over my hand, your tight full ball popping in and out of mommy's mouth as I suck on them. Such a needy fucking boy. Feel me squeeze your cock as I slip a finger inside your wet little hole, unable to hold back those desperate whimpers as I penetrate you, pushing into you, opening up your little asshole and your perverted little brain, moving back and forth, slowly, massaging your inside, pumping more cum into your balls as I finger you. Feel me slip a second finger, spreading you open, fucking more and more cum into your needy balls, making your cock leak so much pre-cum as I jerk you off from behind. Are you ready to finally take your punishment? Yeah? You wouldn't want me to tell daddy what happened, right? Good boy. Feel me grab your hip and put the strap on between your cheek, grinding against you, grabbing you, rubbing against your needy little hole, making you squirm, making you beg. I want you to beg for mommy's cock. Beg me to put it inside you. Beg me to fuck you. Beg me to break your perverted little boy brain. Beg for mommy. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Feel the head of my cock starting to push into you, wet and hard, slipping into you. Good boy. Whimper and moan as mommy goes deeper and deeper, inching this cock into you, filling you up more and more. Your hands tugging at your cuff, your legs shaking, feeling so fucking good as mommy fucks your slutty little ass, pulling out, pushing back in, over and over again. So helpless, such a good fucking toy. Your ass is so sensitive from all my teasing, and you feel so good having me deep inside you like this, all the way in, filling you to the brim, shutting off your brain. It's enough to make you come, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You could come all over the fucking place right now if I told you to. You have no choice. There's no way for you to escape now. Mommy has you all tied and pegged and bent over. You're just going to take it like a good fucking toy. It's okay. You can whimper and moan and beg. You're still going to come. I bet this isn't what you pictured when you fantasized about mommy, isn't it? You were probably thinking that I would be the one on my knees, sucking cock, the one bent over the bed and being fucked. I bet you thought mommy would be needy little slut breaking apart on your cock. But that's not the case, isn't it? No, it's you. You're the dirty fucking little slut taking this cock and begging to come. Begging for mommy to go deeper, go faster, pushing your face deeper into the bed, pouting your prostate. You feel so completely dominated, so controlled, fucked and filled and fighting that urge to completely fall apart as mommy fucks you deeper and deeper and deeper. You're going to show mommy how sorry you are for snooping around by coming on her cock, do you understand? Let go of that resistance. Just feel me pouting and pouting and pouting into you, using every inch of my cock to fill you up, my thighs slapping against you, my hands leaving bruises on your hips as I fuck you harder. It's too much for you. You can't take it anymore. Your mommy's cock is so relentless, pouting into you, pouting your prostate, pouting your G-spot like a jackhammer, overstimulating your brain, overstimulating your cock and your asshole. You feel all the muscles cave as orgasm begins to overtake you, your legs growing limp, your arms growing limp. Come for me, come. Your cock growing so fucking hard and leaking thick drop of white sticking cum all over mommy's bedsheet. You moan as you feel all that fucking cum emptying out of your needy cock. The head of my strap-on pushing it out while I fuck you, filling up your ass as emptying your balls, making you squirt that dirty cum hands-free all over, making you buck and moan, shaking and squirming. That orgasm just keeps going when mommy fucks you. Every thrust feels like the start of a new orgasm. So helpless. Grinding back against me as I begin to slow down, letting out all those needy post-orgasm whimpers. You wanted me to keep going so badly, but you're so sensitive. Your cock growing soft between your legs, still dripping and needy. I let go of your hips and run them over your cock. You're so sensitive down there, shuddering and groaning just from me touching. Good boy. Feel me reach forward and release your cups. Let your hands fall down limp at your sides. And as I pulled out, let me push you down into the bed, lying down on your stomach and straightened out. Relax. You're just going to lie there for a little while, and you're not going to move an inch. I would ask if you learned from your lesson, but that would imply that I finished giving it. You're so lucky if your father's gone for the entire weekend. Mommy has so many more things to teach you. And if you're a good boy, maybe I'll be done teaching you by the time he gets back.